In today's episode, we talk about the work that only God can do. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now, today in the McShane Bible reading plan, we read Hosea 5 and 6. Now, if you recall from the beginning of the story of Hosea, Hosea is a prophet who was called into an unfaithful relationship where he was called to marry a prostitute because God was illustrating, personifying the relationship that he has with the unfaithful people, the people of Israel and Judah, Ephraim and Judah. And what we see in Isaiah 5 and 6 is the Lord continuing to walk through the discipline, the judgment that is falling upon his people. Now, not just simply because he is a wrathful God, but because he has standards. He's called them to a certain lifestyle, and time after time after time after time, they've gone the other way. They had a covenant. There were vows made, right? Just like Hosea's marriage with Gomer, there were vows made, and the people, they break that covenant. They break those vows, and they are disobedient, just as we are so many times. And in this story, we see in chapter 5 that God is demonstrating what that judgment will be like. He says that they will seek him and they won't be able to find him. That instead of returning to him in repentance, they actually look for healing and help from the great king, right? And how many of us, like if we're just being honest, in the midst of so many of the challenges and trials that we go through, how many of us actually stop and contemplate? And I know this might sound spooky for some people, but how many of us stop and contemplate, am I in sin? Is there some sin that maybe I'm not even aware of? Is part of the challenge and difficulty that I'm experiencing right now actually some of the judgment that God is giving? And not, I shouldn't even say judgment, some of the discipline, there's the better word. Because we actually aren't receiving that judgment anymore. If we are in Christ, that judgment came on him. But yet, we still receive discipline from the Lord to help train us up and teach us. And the people of God in the time of Hosea, they were like extremely wicked. They were running away from the Lord. And God allowed them to go deep in their sin. Allowed them to really go through it. And then actually in Hosea 6, it says that the Lord afflicted them for the sake of healing them. He broke them to bind them, right? And he allowed them to really be torn down so that he could heal them up. And that, I mean, if we're being honest, if you're a parent, like there's a sense in which we, if we're being wise, we are giving our children some sort of consequences here and now so that they would recognize the error in their ways and they would turn around, right? That's why the Bible says, spare the rod and spoil the child. There should be some sort of discipline happening when our children are disobedient and going the other way. I mean, in our reading in 2 Timothy today, it talks about on the last days, one of those signs is disrespectful, you know, disobedient children. Come on, y'all. Are we in the last days? Let's be honest. There's way more to it that it spells out in the chapter today as well. But we recognize that there is a sense in which that is a reflection of God and his work that he's doing on us, that we as parents are doing with our children to help them come back into the way of a life that honors God and is obedient to him, and ultimately, I mean, to us as a reflection of their ultimate obedience to him. So that's what's happening with the people of God here in the book of Hosea. And what I love is the God through the prophet isn't just demonstrating, yes, I'm going to allow you to have pain so I can raise you up, but he gives a foretaste. It says that there were 2 days, right, that they had this affliction, and then on the third day, they were raised up and they were healed. Come on, you guys. God has always been pointing to that day that Jesus would bring that ultimate healing, that Jesus would give them shalom. That's that word that means peace, but that peace means more than just like, oh, a lack of sound or a stillness in your heart, but it means wholeness. It means all the things that were broken are now in one piece. All the things that were taken away have now been returned. That's what God is building and developing amongst his people and in our hearts, is that sense of shalom. And that only comes through Jesus. That only comes through the work that he did on the cross. And in the book of Hosea, God is even pointing us to that coming day for them of Jesus being raised up from the grave in a demonstration of victory over sin and death. You guys, we are the recipients of that work. And God says in Hosea that he doesn't simply want our offerings and our gifts, but he wants steadfast love. Steadfast love. So wherever you are today in relation to steadfast love with God, I would call you to return to it, to go deeper into it. Maybe you're falling away like Ephraim. Maybe you're falling away like Israel and Judah. Maybe you're falling away like our children can sometimes. Let us allow the Lord to raise us up and return to him with repentant hearts, knowing that there is more joy awaiting us in his arms. You guys, everything else is a counterfeit. Don't fall for the lies of all the things that the world is trying to tempt you with. Once again, 2 Timothy gives you warnings of all those different things, the people that are running after self and money and all of those things of the world. Mm-mm-mm. We need a steadfast love for God, and the knowledge of God is what he says he wants more than burnt offerings. So let us right now determine yet again, you know, that we will lean into knowing God even more and strengthen our steadfast love for him, so that not only that we would continue to have freedom and joy in him, but so that God doesn't have to continue to discipline us, which we know can be so very painful, right? So let's go ahead and pray to that end right now, that the Holy Spirit would strengthen our ability to love him in a way that glorifies and honors him and not about ourselves. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you've demonstrated yet again your steadfast faithfulness to us, Lord, even when it looks like you cannot be found, even when it looks like we are so long gone. Lord God, we thank you that you promise those that you have covenant with. And for us, that's those that are in Jesus. You've promised that you will bring us back. Lord God, and we thank you that you are even using a message like this for so many that are far away to bring them back into the fold and in the strengthened love of you, Lord God. Through your spirit, would you help us to love you more? Help us to love you through the way that we love our children, the way that we love our parents, the way that we love our family and friends, the way that we love our enemies. God, help us to demonstrate our love of you through it all. We need your spirit. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, go be about that love today, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.